All right, you know, this is conspiracy month. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, UFOs, missing people, just a lot of different issues that we'll find that we'll have AI read it, or I'll read some of it and give you the gist of the article. And then we'll go from there. Like, we're doing some stuff on some things about biblical conspiracies too. And so this should be an interesting series that we're going in. Contribute, send me some forums or some articles that you might have that I can read on here and contribute to the program. We thank you for being with us, and we're going to pan on out of here back to the music. And this month, conspiracy theories. Get your theories out, get your books out. Let's see what we got going. Here we go. Yeah, we're definitely going to add music.
My first experience with a UFO report, personal experience that is, was when one of the crews returned and said that they saw a bogey, that's what they called him, up there that was moving at high speed, at higher altitude than they could fly. And the crews later, I found out that they often referred to them as enemy aircraft or Russian aircraft, but usually bogeys. And they tried to describe it, but it moved at faster speeds than anything we had. We didn't have jet airplanes then. Later we measured one that was flying 7,000 miles an hour, measured it on radar. So these clearly exceeded any of our capabilities in 1940, any capabilities of anybody in the world in 1947. On an average of about twice a month, I would get some kind of a UFO report, and they would see these circular crafts, sometimes close, sometimes far, sometimes more than one. I remember a crew describing one sitting on the ice pack, and this is something we couldn't do. We didn't have any way to land up there, and they seemed to be operating in airspace without a visible support base. It took a fantastic base for us to maintain the B-29, just to support them flying in the Arctic. I even had one crew describe one that they saw underwater that surfaced, rose off the water, and flew away. Now, this clearly exceeded any design capabilities that we knew of in the world. The B-29s flying these reconnaissance missions were equipped with a variety of cameras. At various times, they got pictures of these UFOs seen in the Arctic airspace on various of the cameras, and sometimes on all the cameras. At least this is what they reported. I never got to see any of it because we took the film cartridges out, packed it in the box, and shipped it off to Washington, to Andrews Air Force Base, where the officer was met by Pentagon intelligence and taken someplace. I never got any feedback in any of this. I never heard what they developed out of it, but the stories were fantastic.
Guatemala has kept investigators busy for years. The physical evidence says unidentified flying objects do exist.
happened to you on that day, on that leap year of 2008 there, Ian Hunter?
Well, it was strange. It was frankly inter-dimensional. I lay there and this energy hummed, a loud energy hummed over my head. And it's not like your normal dreaming where you feel like you're being pushed out.
Really?
It was like, it was something entirely different.
Mm.
This energy that came around and about me. I am convinced of interdimensional things, beings, and things that are tied to us. They're not necessarily those things that will take us beyond who we are. Some things are perhaps angelic, not so much demonic, if you know what I'm saying.
Took that it will make it better. I love to stand strong. Push my button. I'll be there for you.
Idea of providing law enforcement officers with a specialized basic training course that aligns with their roles and responsibilities is worth considering. Such a training program could be designed to address the specific needs and challenges that law enforcement personnel face when their appearance or tactics resemble those of the military. Comprehensive 9-week basic training course could cover various aspects relevant to law enforcement operations. Here are a few potential areas that could be included. Constitutional and legal training, ensuring officers have a solid understanding of constitutional rights, due process, and the laws governing law enforcement activities is essential. This training would emphasize the importance of respecting civil liberties while carrying out their duties. Use of force and de-escalation techniques, emphasizing de-escalation tactics, conflict resolution, and non-lethal force options would be crucial. Officers would learn how to assess and respond to situations with the goal of minimizing the use of force when possible. Community engagement and cultural sensitivity, building positive relationships with the community is vital for effective law enforcement. Training would focus on promoting empathy, cultural sensitivity, and communication skills to foster trust and collaboration between officers and the communities they serve. Tactical training, while law enforcement officers should prioritize community-oriented policing, tactical training could be included to ensure they are prepared to handle high-risk situations when necessary. It would involve teaching proper use of specialized equipment, understanding tactical strategies, and coordinating with other law enforcement agencies. Ethical decision-making and professionalism, instilling strong ethical standards and emphasizing the importance of professionalism is crucial in law enforcement. Training in this area would cover topics such as integrity, unbiased policing, accountability, and maintaining public trust. It is important to note that law enforcement agencies already have training programs in place, but tailoring the training to address the specific concerns related to law enforcement appearing militarized could help address public perception issues and enhance community relations. Any changes or additions to training programs should be developed with input from experts, community members, and stakeholders to ensure they align with the principles of fairness, accountability, and community-oriented policing.
Yeah. Breakaway Thunders with me, your host. This is Tales of the Month from UFOs to the Bible.
Okay, we're panning in here with this today's program. We're talking about conspiracies. And a lot of different things about speakers that we've heard we don't agree with, but you know, there were some good ideas input, and there were some things that I figured that some people are going to get caught in a snag, because some of it has gone to extreme conspiracies. Alex Jones got in trouble. We know that. We know different things that you can say about the government. Eventually, they're going to come knocking at your door. You keep saying things, and then you keep saying controversial things, and it just gets worse and worse. Because what it is, you're opening yourself up, telling the whole world what you think and what you believe, and then it sounds so radical and loud talking, it sounds almost like truth. And sometimes we've got to be careful about what we're doing. And that's our concern when we're dealing with the several subjects here. And, you know, I don't like to always talk about Roswell, Area 51 or nothing, because that's where a lot of stuff was always talked about. I don't always like talking about what happened in 1945 or 47, somewhere around there, but a crashed UFO, because it goes beyond that. It goes beyond those years. In the 1800s, 1700s, the objects were in the sky were seen a lot. Cherubims. You know, different things that we read about in Ezekiel, the Bible. And there were flying objects back then, angelic and also demonic. I have no doubt about it. So we're going to pan in here and do some recording here, and then we're going to pan out for you so you can listen to some good music as we continue on.
There's something about you. It's like I met you in another life. There's something about you. Just me. I'm so glad to have you in my life, in my life. It's like I've met you before, maybe in another life. We've lived together in another land. It's like I met you before. It's like deja vu. Like I want so many reasons just to be with you. There's something about you. It's like I've met you before, maybe in another life. There's something about you. Oh, you're so familiar. And I'm so glad like I want so many reasons just to be with you. There's something about you, it's like I've mentioned before. Maybe in another life, there's something familiar about you. I'm so glad
you're not the first. You're not the first. I'm always making up an excuse just to be with you. There's something about you, you're so familiar, like I met you in another life. There's something so familiar. I'm so glad I have you.
Today, we'll be discussing music. Here are some key points from the latest news articles. Stunning photos of the Ganesha Chaturthi Festival at the Pierhead. Sky Blues stars pitch in to launch life-saving kit at Coventry Music Venue. Patrick Keelty drops a surprise Late Late Show announcement, leaving viewers divided. Spirit of Much Music still alive at Dock Premiere with former VJs in attendance. EJ Harvey in Dublin Review, music at its most magical. Out of Tune, from Shub, Dazzy B to Sidhu Mooswala. How Punjabi singers flirt with idea of Khalistan. Fans thrilled as RTE's Patrick Keelty surprised viewers with Late Late Show special announcement. Irish music legend reveals docs told him to keep boozing before live gigs instead of risking career-ending brain zap-op. Ajay Devgan's nephew Danish Devgan on his directorial debut, Panju. The guide, the events to see, the shows to book, and the ones to catch before they end. The Pierhead was filled with a chorus of song, dance, music, and color this afternoon. Callum O'Hare and Fabio Tavares took a break from training to unveil a defibrillator and bleed kit. Patrick Keelty's second Late Late Show garnered praise for his hosting, but his surprise announcement of an upcoming country music special left viewers divided. While some expressed enthusiasm, others vowed to give it a miss. While the party died years ago at Much Music's broadcast center on the corner of Queen and John Streets in Toronto, screening of a new documentary on Friday proved nostalgia for the nation's music station is still very much alive. Polly Jean Harvey's first Irish show since 2006 is more than a little bit special. With newer generations of Punjabi singers coming up, most of whom are based in Canada or the US, India has seen an uptick in anti-India, Khalistan propaganda music being peddled in the form of song and rap. The RTE host not only revealed that the highly anticipated country music special is set to air in just 2 weeks, but also treated viewers to a heartfelt message from none other than Shania Twain. Irish music legend reveals docs told him to keep boozing before live gigs instead of risking a career-ending brain zap-op. Teen, Danish Devgan, Ajay Devgan's nephew, has made his directorial debut with a music video that's titled Hanju. Exclusive interview with First Post. Filmmaker talks about getting tips from his uncle who's now a veteran in Hindi cinema and the experience of directing for the first time.
Less talk and more streaming music. Hope you enjoy the next few songs coming up in our spiritual journey right here on our awakening. So enjoy.
Glad you could join us. Oh, so glad you could be here. Oh, to lift up your voice in this life celebration. Celebrating life, celebrating life.
celebrating life, celebrating life. Just to speak a little more into it, just to be a part of it more, and sing life into it. Oh, I'm so glad to be a part of it, glad you could join us to celebrate life.
Celebrate.
let's delve into the world of Bob Dylan. Here's a summary of recent news. Katy Perry sells her music catalog in a massive $225 million deal. Cat Power's top 20 tracks have been ranked. Bob Dylan is set to release a new complete live album from his 1978 Budokan performances. Christie's will host a private sale featuring re-recordings by Bob Dylan. Maxwell's in Cheshire will be auctioning off Bob Dylan's prints and interesting paintings this September. Three songs that showcase Bob Dylan's enduring genius are highlighted. Bob Dylan Center and Universal Publishing are presenting the Songwriter Fellowship. Bob Dylan is scheduled to perform in Toronto and Montreal this fall, marking his first appearances in Canada since 2017. Several artists, including Bob Dylan, Justin Bieber, and Bruce Springsteen, have recently sold their back catalogs. Anal Bum version of a recreation of Bob Dylan's 1966 Royal Albert Hall concert is announced. The Bob Dylan collection, building upon Bob Dylan at Budokan, includes two complete performances from Tokyo.